a song in my heart, the story of men and their music, of composers who really had a song in their heart. I'm in the mood for love. What happy memories that tune recalls. It's not only a really beautiful melody, but is what the music world calls a standard. A tune that will always be with us. Its writer, one James McHugh, better known as Jimmy McHugh, a popular songwriter who is regarded as an ace in his chosen profession. McHugh is a fine musician, and originally intended to devote his work to serious music. But like so many others, well, he changed his mind. And over the past 30 years has become one of the most successful writers of pops. His first big hit was composed in 1923. And before we go into his life story, maybe we should give you a reminder of one of his earlier bestsellers. It was Blue Again.
Blue again, blue again, and you know darn well that it's you again. 'Cause you said last night we were through again, and now I'm blue again. I'm alone again, alone again, and I'm out around on my own again. 'Cause my mockingbird has flown again, and I'm alone again. Though I say I hate you, I love you more every day. Though I aggravate you, honest, I'm dying to say that it's you again, and we'll meet today at two again. But tonight we'll fight and be through again, and I'll be blue again. Though I say I hate you, why, I love you more every day. Though I aggravate you, honest, I'm dying to say that it's you again, it's you again, and we'll meet today at two again, but tonight we'll fight and be through again, and I'll be blue again.
Jimmy McHugh was born in 1894 and came from a musical family. His life is somewhat of an enigma, and certainly doesn't run true to pattern.
This man McHugh Why do they call him the Bishop of Beverly Hills?
Well, firstly, it's because he's a deeply religious kind of guy.
That's pretty unusual for a songwriter, isn't it?
I'll say. Mind you, he's not unique in that respect, but, well, he's surely the exception to the general run of composers.
Anything else?
Sure, he's going on for 60, has made a considerable fortune from his royalties, and he's still a bachelor.
No kidding.
Yes, sir. But despite the fact that he's so very religious and apparently immune to romance, his career has not been without color and glamour. Furthermore, his songs, boy, they're just full of romance.
And to give you a perfect illustration of this, we carry you along to the year 1928, when he was well established as an up-and-coming songwriter. He wrote most of his early melodies in collaboration with brilliant lyric writer Dorothy Field.
Isn't she the woman who wrote the book of Annie Get Your Gun?
That's correct. In fact, she's written quite a few musical comedies and reviews. Well, Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh were given the job of writing the numbers for a famous all-colored show called Blackbirds. Everyone in the cast was a Negro, the cream of American colored talent. One summer evening in New York, Dorothy and Jimmy were chatting as they strolled down the scintillating Fifth Avenue.
Jimmy, we've written a lot of swell songs for this new show, but we're still short of a hit number.
Don't I know it. It's just about driving me nuts. It's a good score, one of our best,
but I... still lacks a smash hit. We've got to do something about it. And quick.
This is where fate took a hand. Dorothy and Jimmy paused in their stroll to have a look in the window of one of New York's most famous jewelry stores. Beside them were two young people who were very much in love. They were also window shopping. It was obvious they didn't belong to the clientele who patronized Tiffany's. But this is the conversation the songwriters overheard from the young sweethearts.
Gee, honey, I'd like to be able to buy you some of them diamonds. Look at that necklace there for $50,000.
How beautiful, ain't it?
I'll say. But I guess I can't give you anything but love.
And that's where Dorothy and Jimmy got their idea for one of the greatest pop tunes of all time. I Can't Give You Anything But Love.
I can't give you anything but love, baby, 'cause that's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness, and I guess all the things you'd always find for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworths doesn't sell, my pretty baby. Till that lucky day, you know damn well, baby. I can't give you anything but love. Oh, gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworths doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you'll know damn well, baby. I can't give you anything but love.
Yes, that song swept the world, like a meteor. It was translated into many languages, but that made no difference. It rang the bell every time, and is still one of the most popular melodies right up to this very day. Shortly after this, that new form of entertainment, the talkies, hit a bewildered world. Naturally, Dorothy and Jimmy joined in the big songwriting trek to Hollywood. Unlike the early American pioneers who crossed the continent in covered wagons, our songwriters traveled to looks. By special Pullman car.
You know, Dorothy, I'm looking forward to seeing Hollywood and this new form of entertainment like an excited kid.
Well, don't, Jim. You know what these Hollywood big shots are like. I wonder what they'll do with us.
Call Mr. McHugh! Call Mr. McHugh!
Well, that's me, Porter.
Oh, Mr. McHugh! Here's a telegram for you.
A telegram for me, yeah? On a train.
Yes, that's the way it is on a Pullman train. Here it is.
Thank you, Porter.
Oh, and thank you, Mr. McHugh. I hope this is good news.
Wow.
What is it, Jimmy?
It's from Hollywood. And, baby, our first assignment is to write the music for a new film starring Lawrence Tibbett.
That talkie was Cuban Love Song. Of course, you recall the theme song from it. the success of this film, The Cuban Love Song, the songwriting team of Fields and McHugh were in top demand. McHugh fell in love with Hollywood, but Dorothy...
Jim, I've come to a decision, and it was a hard one to make.
Don't tell me you've got the urge to go back to Broadway again.
Guess that's the way it is.
But, Dorothy, we've got the world at our feet out here. Why go back to New York?
Frankly, I don't know, but somehow or other, the bright lights of Broadway keep tugging at my heartstrings. Ah, it's no use, Jimmy. I'm going back there, to the theater, where I belong.
And that's how another songwriting team broke up. From then on, most of McHugh's lyrics have been contributed by Harold Adamson, recognized as one of Tin Pan Alley's best lyric writers. The change didn't make a great deal of difference, however, as McHugh continued to turn out hit melodies by the dozen. One of the new combination's first big ones came from a show they wrote for the Anna Durbin, then at her zenith, a film called Mad About Music. The tune, I Love to Whistle.
I love to whistle, 'cause it makes me merry, makes me feel so merry. I love to yodel, everywhere I go, yodeling, yodeling, oh. Early to bed, early to rise, makes you healthy, wealthy and wise. But I found out, I know it's true, a whistle does much more for you. So I love to whistle, travels won't come near me, especially when they hear me. Early to bed, early to rise, makes you healthy, wealthy and wise. But I found out, I know it's true, a whistle does much more for you. So I love to whistle, travels won't come near me, especially when they hear me.
A little while later, a new singing star hit the headlines. Yes, a fellow named Sinatra, one Frankie. He was being interviewed one day by a Hollywood director.
Well, Frankie boy, you're going to get your big chance on this film. And what's more, headline billing.
That's just dandy. What are you calling it?
Higher and higher. You'll co-star with Michelle Morgan, Jack Haley, and Leon Errol.
Oh, sounds fine to me, but...
Yes, Frank, what is it?
Who's going to write my songs?
Jimmy McHugh.
Jimmy McHugh? Wow, what more could a fellow want? When did we start?
Jimmy didn't let him down. For from that production came several hits, including...
I Couldn't Sleep a Wink Last Night.
The Music Stopped. And, of course, that haunting hit, A Lovely Way to Spend an Evening.
Thank you.
humming our favorite tune. This is a lovely way an evening. I want to save all my nights and spend them with you. And spend them with you.
World War II was well underway by this time, and one day Harold Adamson and Jimmy were chatting.
Any new ideas in the offing, Harold?
One or two, Jimmy, but nothing sensational.
Oh, by the way, remember that lad, Sonny Bragg, used to play in Duke Ellington's band?
Sure do. Nice boy.
I had a letter from him today. He's flying a plane with the troops in North Africa. Had a lucky escape from death, too.
Oh, how come?
Well, he says, we were strafed by a German plane, but got home on one wing and a prayer.
Must have been a close shave. Got home on one wing and a prayer. Jim!
Yeah?
That'd make a great title for a song. Coming in on a wing and a prayer.
And still another McHugh hit was born. Coming in on a wing and a prayer was one of the most successful of all war songs. Jimmy lives quietly in his Beverly Hills home with his mother, to whom he's devoted. He writes most of his melodies on the piano presented to him as a gift from George Gershwin. He can also look back on several discoveries he made for show business.
He gave Duke Ellington his first break.
He wrote South American Way for Carmen Miranda and put her on the map.
And believe it or not, at one time he handled a band. And included in this combination were Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, Glenn Miller, Bob Crosby, and Ray McKinley.
Which all goes to show that Jimmy McHugh is quite a personality. He's given us a lot of grand songs in the past. Here's hoping we hear many more in the future. For our final McHugh hit, we present his delightful number, especially written to Jane Powell in the film A Date with Judy. It's a Most Unusual Day.
Unusual day, feel like throwing my worries away. As an old native born Californian would say, it's a most unusual day.
There's a most unusual sky, nor the sign of a cloud passing by. And if I want to sing, throw my heart in the ring, it's a most unusual day.
There are people meeting people. There is sunshine everywhere.
There are people greeting people,
and a fish swinging in the air.
It's the most unusual time. I keep feeling my temperature climb.
If my heart won't behave in the usual way, well, there's only one thing to say.
It's a most unusual, most unusual, most unusual day. Feeling my temperature climb.
If my heart won't be made in the usual way, well, there's only one thing to say.
It's a most unusual, most unusual time.
And so we come to the end of another story of a composer who had a song in his heart. The artists contributing to the McHugh story were Mary Disney, Douglas Kelly, John Morgan, Keith Hudson, Joan Clark, Joan Arnold, Max Blake, and Orman Douglas. Your narrator was Kevin Brennan. The orchestra and vocal ensemble were under the baton of William Flynn. With a Song in My Heart was produced by Alfred Potter and scripted and directed by Jack O'Hagan.